Alright, so Paris attacks. Have they even finished? I think we're still going on. Is that true?
It is, like, currently, they're just, like, there's, like, pop-up stuff now.
Like, every once in a while, a bomb goes off or something, right?
Any little, like, disturbance. Yeah, this is, like, rushing into a big, little boy's big topics. The three main heads right here, Francisco, Eric, Martin, Paris. I think the latest thing was, they found out who was the ringleader.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Through DNA.
So what's the ringleader? I haven't read anything like in the past couple of days.
I couldn't tell you names, only how he looked, beard and turban.
So yeah, he's a Muslim.
With an O. Muslim. Yes. Was it like, it was like 11 people at least in Paris alone? Who, like behind it, 120, 130 guy in the...
Wasn't it a woman?
Really?
It was a woman. I heard about a woman, the suicide bomber.
A part of him? I didn't hear. Shit, that's a hard sell. Should get 72 versions too, or no?
That's a good question.
Of course. It's the rules. It's in the handbook.
What do you think about the Facebook profile pictures?
That,
I guess they're supposed to do that.
It's obviously something, it's just show connection. I kind of like, I don't like how, like, the reaction is, because other places got hit, like, places in Beirut, Nigeria got hit, like, hard couple days ago.
Did you hear about I don't know how to say that term, the B word, but about the guy who stopped the bombing? He had a daughter with him?
Yeah.
You heard about that? They're saying he's a hero, but he died, which kind of sucks, and he left a daughter behind.
Jesus, no. This is in Beirut, or, like, the Britain? That something else was prevented?
It was, like, Beirut, I think.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't hear it, because obviously there's a bunch of heroes in the show.
Yeah. And then I heard about two Frenchmen that they were hit a place, just two of them. One with a blast shield, the other one was just behind him. They took him down.
Really?
That's pretty badass. Yeah. Two Frenchmen.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, it's insane. And then,
Were they just average people, or?
No, they were like a French policeman, like French bomb squad. But only two of them. That's still pretty impressive. Like, two guys going in there alone.
Yeah, in the restaurant, you said?
Restaurant.
With the battering ram, or just like?
I don't know where it was. I just saw, like, the blast shield. It was, like, they got hit with shrapnel.
Yeah, I saw that picture.
Crazy, yo. You see the shrapnel just embedded into these blast shields.
Huge, man. Like, some insane, like, machine gun shit. And then, with the French comic magazine, the Charlie Hebdo, you saw the image they responded with?
I don't see anything.
Damn it. No, it was cool. It was like a French person... Like with holes coming out of them, like drinking champagne and the champagne coming out, and saying like, they might have the guns, but we have the champagne. It's kind of like a ole to like their reaction.
It's an interesting comic. What about the Russian bombing like a week ago, or 2 weeks ago now?
The
airplane.
Oh yeah, they took responsibility again.
Yeah.
That was weird. It seemed kind of out of the left lane.
I think the sad part is everyone ignored that.
That's
so biased. That's so sad. Everyone's like, pray for France. But what about Russia? They lost a bunch of people.
Because we don't like fucking Russia.
It doesn't matter. It's racist.
It's a lot of like, what's
not,
the word?
It's not racist. It's just
biasy.
They're the enemy.
But it's so specific, like France, like, oh, they got hit. Not like Russia, Nigeria.
Exactly. Syria in general. How they've been fucking hit since, what, the last 10 years?
Dude, we wouldn't even take refugees. People are fighting to not have refugees here.
That's a good debate.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you guys think?
I have no opinion on it, because it could go either way, to be honest. Like, I understand both sides.
I like, Francis' side? Sorry for cutting you off. Do you want?
Oh, I was just going to say it's fucked up, but we're not wrong for denying them when, you know, there's other people that have been applying to get in, and then they can't get in, and they're trying to escape persecution and, religious tolerance and all these other things. It's like, I don't know.
It's a hell of a waiting line, like waiting list.
Why do these people have to be put on the waiting list for years? And the Syrian refugees, we can like allow them to come in right away. Like, it's not fair.
That's true.
It's tough.
But a lot of political things. Like, governors are saying they don't want no. I know the Texan governor for sure. Governor, he said he didn't want to take any refugees.
Yeah.
That was pretty interesting.
Plus, there's like that hysteria that, oh, ISIS might come through as refugees.
Well, that's what happened with France. Those are saying it happened. They snuck in. The sad part is, you can't tell them apart. up until the action takes point. That's the sad point. Sad part. Like, yeah. But did you see what France said originally? They said, I think they were going to kick everyone out, all the refugees.
Completely now?
Yeah, after that. At first. Like, it's like within the day of the bombing.
Where they gonna send them?
Yeah. Well, back home. But then they said, oh, we're going to keep everyone. We're going to still allow people. We're just going to be checking them thoroughly. I thought that was pretty badass. The fact that they're like, oh, we're not going to go against our word. I respected that.
That's true. Yeah, like, they got to keep tabs, obviously, but they're going to stick through the end of their decision. And that's you know how tough that is right now.
After getting like bombed, shot at, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's yeah. And that way, I mean, you gotta commend them. And then, I don't know, you guys heard about the whole, there's some issues with the passports on the terrorists. Cause like, some of them, like obviously they got blown away by their own shit, but the passports were like intact. That's been some like conspiracy debate. Like, like how is that the most powerful like thing, this paper thing? Like, they were able to identify them specifically by the passport.
That's a good question.
That's been coming up here and there, but it's just, it's weird, man. It's been barely 5-6 days.
Well, another to add to that conspiracy, I don't know if you know, this girl that was in the Sandy Hook shooting, She was also conveniently at Paris during the raid. So they're saying, coincidence or bad luck or paid actor?
Timing?
Yeah, either she has the worst luck or she's an actor.
I guess the passports are intact though, because I mean, it wasn't all bombings, you know. There was a lot of shootings too.
And then if a bomb goes off, you'll still find papers, paper evidence. That's just enough to identify it.
Anyways. Like black boxes.
Maybe half the fucking passport, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look, this piece is here, this piece is, okay. Oh, it's this person.
It's true, yeah. Because into that, the person, I don't know the account name on YouTube. But there's this like person that'll like, they'll pick out specific news stories about people who look alike and saying they're like actors that are paid to be at bad locations at certain times. That's a whole nother field though. That's a whole nother little boys' big topic.
Yeah.
But it's just a lot of hysteria, and especially in Europe of all places.
Yeah. Well, ISIS threatened U.S. next, didn't they? Washington.
They got it. New York's on high alert. D.C.'s on high alert. That's why, the day before the carnival, my mom was kind of like, you know, just be careful, obviously.
Me and my friend were thinking the same exact thing. Like, that's a great place to hit. Yeah, a bunch of Americans, bunch of
young people,
yeah. That's basically what ISIS wants. They want to create fear and anger towards Muslims. Well, on that topic, I've been kind of keeping up on the internet. They're saying that ISIS's goal is to spread fear from Muslims. That way the Muslims have nowhere to turn but to ISIS. That way they'll turn into a line between believers and non-believers. Basically Muslims and non-Muslims.
Yeah.
And that'll start a war. Which is true, because that's what they're doing. People are, well, 9/11, you can see how much, like, the racism started, the hatred towards Muslims. All those shootings, all the people.
Persecution,
that's exactly. Just,
it's classic warfare. It's always been, like, some group. Small people in one group kind of ruining for everyone.
Yeah.
Sad part is that it's all avoidable.
Especially.
It's always been all avoidable.
Especially.
When we gave the rebels in Afghanistan and the Middle East in the 80s all these guns, and then we pull out, and then they turn them on us. And then when they turn them on us, we're like, all right, we could go back to we're going to go into Iraq.
Bomb.
And then,
shit.
You know, yeah, and then we leave, like, right away, and then obviously all like the jihadist like groups or whatever like rise up pretty quickly, mm-hmm. And because of all this history of the United States and the Middle East, they have like a ton of resentment towards us.
Yeah.
So we just created like a breeding ground for that.
Spot.
And we gave them more guns when we went back into Iraq. We made the same mistake twice. And we made a different mistake also if you compare it to the Vietnam War. In the Vietnam War, it was the French who were responsible for Vietnam, and we kind of just we're trying to help them out with the whole communist thing over there, and they saw that happen, and they're like, all right, we're gonna be smart, we're just gonna pull out quickly, let the Americans get fucked over, which is exactly what happens, and that's exactly what's happening here, but with ourselves, not with the French.
That's the most wildest thing.
The French tricked us there. Here we tricked ourselves.
Yeah, man, probably. I don't know, we call it politics, call it money trail, I don't know. But it's a lot of like, It's our own guns, man. Our own guns that we gave out. And then they were talking about, what, I guess specifically Syria, no boots on the ground up until now. And there's like a, whatever, like a specific term that's not like combat related, like assistance or something in the field, in the area.
It's just a smart word for war.
It's all like a, like polishing. It's all just like, it's not this, it's that.
Yeah, I think the sad part is all that war in Iraq that we've been there, it's not a war.
Not at all.
It's not a war. Well, yeah, we have troops over there, guns, tanks, missiles, planes. Total. But it's not a war.
Total, like, yeah.
We have to be either all in or nothing. We can't just, like, be sporadic about it, you know?
But even if we go all in, it's like a Vietnam. You can't identify them.
That's what I'm saying. You have to be surely in this thing. And I don't know if I'm sure. I don't think I'm sure that we can win the thing.
So it's all just
carpet bomb the fuck out of them. I think we can do it.
Yeah,
but that, you know, that's like a war. That's a war crime by itself.
Yeah,
doing that,
kill everyone. If we do kill everyone, we're for sure gonna get rid of ISIS. And at what cost?
Exactly.
What, collateral damage to this day? So, because then you have kids growing up still resenting, and if not for, well, like religious belief, just out of the fucking what happened, what did happen?
Exactly.
Yeah. God damn, man.
There's no good choice to be made after that.
We could, I don't know, like, you think a country this far away from all, like, that, it didn't have to get in the way of anything else. Like, Canada is just its own thing, generally. It's just doing its thing.
Thing is, the only comparable way to do it with, like, just bombing the fuck out of them is, like, how we do with Japan. The thing is, with Japan, we took away all their resources. We can't really do that with the Middle East because they're rich as fuck.
They still got some, they got their oil, if not oil, some other, whatever, minerals.
It's on their property, you know, where Japan is plus violence. Yeah. And they don't really have too much. Everything they've gotten was from other places.
It's all some weird interconnected, like, yeah, you hurt them, it's going to cost us.
That's why after World War II, Japan was all friendly with us, because, you know,
they didn't really have a choice.
Yeah, they didn't have a choice. And now we pretty much are their military.
Oh yeah, yeah. We have bases over there. We have bases everywhere.
Yeah, we have bases everywhere. But we are pretty much their military.
It's crazy, dude.
I thought that the whole France thing. Okay, their response is really quick. Like 2 days later, they started bombing.
Oh yeah.
Like that was just very quick. I mean, a week, at least a week, if anything. But damn.
We're more pussy-fied than the French. Can you think of that?
What do you think the sad part is? Huh. That they, like, I forgot what they took out, like a supply base or a command base. Yeah. What have we been doing?
We didn't do anything.
Obama!
He doesn't want to do anything.
Hell no, man. This is like Minesweeper right now. You don't know where to turn.
Because he's a Muslim.
If he wasn't Kenyan born.
He's working for ISIS.
We know it in South. And then, so all that happens, all this last couple days, and then Charlie Sheen has HIV. Let's just throw that in there.
Okay, yeah. You want to go off that? Okay.
Tiger blood.
Only, yeah, like,
said tiger blood.
if he's not being paid to, like, you gotta distract everyone else right now.
It's like, now we understand what tiger blood means.
Winning. Not so much, no. But that to me was like the ultimate, like, let's try to distract everyone. Let's just, everyone focus on Charlie Sheen right now.
His HIV, okay, yeah, I feel like everyone pretty much knew about it.
Yeah, or ago. Something.
It wasn't really such a big
shocker. Knew about it, but like, guessed it. Like, oh yeah, it's probably Philip.
I was just like, oh, well, I could have guessed that. Like,
yeah, he's like, yeah.
He didn't come out with the other shit he has, like, you know, chlamydia, gonorrhea. I'm sure he does have that.
Or has had it already, and yeah. Just now that's cured, but.
Got some herpes. You know, you can cover that up with makeup when he acts, you know.
It's simple. That was it. He's like, I think he's like 50-ish. He looks kind of not great for 50-ish. So that was like a hint, slightly. Otherwise, him and Magic Johnson, that's what, you know, they're still alive kicking.
Magic Johnson's wasn't so magic.
Boo.
Damn. That was a joke.
Was that a pancake joke?
Mm-hmm.
The professor would be proud.
Yeah.
He still makes a lot of bad jokes in class.
What kind of jokes?
just like...
The only thing funny he said was, sit the fuck down!
Yeah. The one time, he was telling a story about, like, a movie experience, and, like, he yelled that out to someone, and that was, like...
It's probably like at a drive-in or something. Like, someone just standing in front of his car, like, hey, sit the fuck down!
Yeah, like some like Vince McMahon shit. Like, God damn it, sit the fuck down. And that was it. That's his best joke, was him cursing.
He always looked like he was on the verge of death.
Oh yeah, he
is. Like the sun.
Nathan, you only.
That shit's funny.
Can you imagine like in 10 years, like how we'll look back at Drake?
Kind of
like,
oh my god, I'm embarrassed of this generation.
I'm sick and tired of this crack music with a C.
I think the sad part is it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
Oh no, I know it's going to get worse. I know it's going to get worse. And I don't understand why like the most popular songs are the worst songs. Like, it'll be a good album, but like the song that gets popular is the worst song in the album.
Catchy, it just has to be catchy.
I guess.
Dude. If as like pure musicianship, like melody, it's amazing, I can't lie. But then lyrically, it's like, what the fuck is this? He's got a lot of... If you just break it down, it's him and his enemies. That's really it. There's not like a social
thing. Meek Mill? Send that fucker back to jail, man.
Someone said like, he should do another diss record. He swung and missed.
No, he should... Who, Meek Mill?
Yeah.
He should not do another diss record. That first one was just so shitty that he should just go away.
So tough, like, where is he right now?
The sad part is, like, he had an open shot, because I always felt like Meek Mill was like, at least a better rapper than Drake. But, he had this opportunity, because Drake's shit was not that great, you know? I mean, they make it seem like it was all great, because Meek Mill's was so bad, that, you know, something all right like this, like, looks fucking amazing compared to Meek Mill.
Yeah, like, the first Drake diss track, Charged Up, meh, it was okay. And then no response, and then the second one, and it's more catchy.
I want to know.
I just want to know. Just tell me about.
Have Benjamin follow on Twitter and on Instagram.
Over the Undertaker beat of all beats.
Oh yeah,
that was the greatest part. And then he got sued about it. He got sued over it by WWE.
What did fucking the Undertaker sell? The WWE owns that, huh?
Yeah, the rights to it. So, that happened. The best part, I was in Vegas.
And then this song.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it, Omarion. The only reason I don't hate the song is because of Omarion. But I like you got served so much, I'm like, I'm not going to hate on Omarion.
He made a good comeback. I like it.
Yeah, he made a comeback.
I want that B2K.
Like, he's like one of those people that, like, that'll be popular for like a couple years and just go away completely. But somehow he made his way back.
I heard he got fat for a little bit. You know, he lost some weight. He's back on it.
Maybe he started dancing again.
That's it.
Maybe he teamed up with L and started doing more dance battles.
I want you got served too. You got served again.
You can't do it again, man.
You're gonna have
David and L all old in the hot chick, the hot sister or whatever, all old.
Yeah, they'll be the coaches. If they can do 18 step ups, we can get one more. You got served. I'm just saying.
What do they? They team up with the Jabba Walkies or something?
Yeah, something. We need dance something. Yeah,
Nicki Minaj's new music video.
The last like dance was like Jerkin in 2009.
What about Drake's Bling Bling?
Hotline Bling.
Yeah,
I like that. When I saw the video for the first time, I'm like, this is gonna be made fun of, and this is on purpose. He did this on.
It seems like it, right?
It's too dumb.
I don't like Drake's music, but I respect him for what he does, you know? Yeah. I respect people for making shitty music, because, like, you're just taking advantage. Like, I would do the same thing. I'll make shitty music just to take advantage.
He knows he's good. He's good enough, like, to catch on.
Like, you know, it's not even selling out. It's like, everyone really does have their price. And, especially, I mean, everyone, for me, at least, I have my price as long as, you know, it doesn't hurt anybody or harm anybody in any way.
Yeah.
But,
that's a fair, you know.
Yeah, so like someone's like, oh, you know, hey, make a shitty album, and we'll give you millions of dollars. Alright, I'll do that.
Legitimately.
It's like, alright.
Because you always see, this year for Drake, how many features was he on, like Meconan, Fetty Wap, like just any, like a ton of artists basically.
I think almost every album.
Legitimately,
like 75% of them.
The only thing that kind of depresses me is that, like, where the music's gone.
It's
where my country gone.
I bang a lot of like maybe like 50s, 60s doo-wop, and it's a very positive music to me. And then hearing this stuff, like, it's like very kind of I fucked your bitch a lot kind of music.
Yeah,
that's what I always get from it.
Well, yeah. And eating booties like groceries. Come on,
it's a good line. It's very, because it came out of nowhere. It's like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Everyone heard that line and was like, huh?
Excuse me?
Well, Marianne, you fucked it up for everybody.
People got, like, relationships. You never eat my booty like groceries.
All right, let's talk about eating booty.
Go ask Omarion.
Yeah? Jenny Aiko?
You heard booty like groceries?
Would you confirm or deny, personally?
I wouldn't eat anybody's booty like groceries.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
I deny. There's no one.
Currently.
Allegedly.
There's a chance. There's a chance.
I love my odds 50-50. So.
With a coin every time.
I live a very dark night life. Yeah. Are you good on time, just in case?
10 more minutes.
Cool.
Get the artwork.
Yeah, man. How's it been so far? Like,
it's been pretty cool. Fun. Like, just fuck around. Guy got fired again.
Yeah?
Yeah. He locked someone in the freezer. And she fucking complained to the manager, like, oh, I felt like I was scared, like I was gonna die in there. I feel so bad for him. He came in early to work that day. This guy always comes in late. He took the bus. Usually his brother drops him off.
Yeah.
Took the bus, came early. As soon as he gets there, the boss like, don't even clock in, you're fired.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and he tells them why. And he called me up like 10 minutes later. Like, he sent me a snap. Or it was on a story. I saw it. 10 minutes later, I get a call. Hey, I got fired. You want to hang out? And I was like, nah, I'm eating breakfast. Oh, don't go into work today, though. I'm like, no, I need the money. Like, come on, dude. You don't need $6 worth of money. I'm like, yeah, I do.
Yeah. That's party money. That's rent money.
$40 I do $40.
You play with that, right? That's investment. If you got, or just savings, I don't know. That shit sucks, man.
Yeah, I felt bad for him. And then we have like 3 new coworkers, all girls. They all suck ass.
Are they not dudes?
One of them is. I recommend for you guys to come through, check her out.
What is she?
Mexican. She's light skinned Mexican.
I swear, dude. Like, of the 6 times, 7 times I've been in the mall recently, I never see you there. I never see you
what
in the mall.
What days are you working? You're working a business.
Every weekends at night. Usually, like right. Saturday I work 1 to 9, Sunday 4 to 9, Friday I think I'm 5 to 9, 11.
Mostly closing, right?
Yeah,
now.
Mostly closing.
All right, we have to go there.
Yeah, like as a unit. Like,
do you like, since you work in a pizza place, do you pretend like you have like an Italian pizza shop? Like, oh, mamma mia!
No.
Putting the fucking pizza in there.
We do a Brooklyn accent. Charlie, the guy needs more pizzas.
You want the number 4? Alright.
The number 4! Like, you've been smoking cigarettes all your life.
Oh, God. You want Pepsi? We only got Coke here.
Fuck your pepperoni rock.
Alright, yeah, 2 things.
Yes.
You know, like, how you're looking next week for, like, Thanksgiving? Because I know that mall stays open.
Yeah, probably gonna have to work Black Friday, maybe.
Yeah.
I heard it's gonna get really packed the next few days.
Yeah, especially.
I'm so happy no more Sears Black Friday. Actually, technically, it was Black Thursday. Man, they fucking had you working on goddamn right after you eat.
Like 8 p.m., 9,
yeah,
10 p.m.
8 fucking p.m., like.
At least, yeah, now we're gonna have, what, 4 a.m. at the worst? No, that's.
We have to, I think the earliest is like 5. I think that's when we. Actually, no, maybe.
That's
fair. Yeah, I think we open at 5.
It's like a truck day, so. And then the second thing was.
And you only have to work 8 hours. You don't have to work 12 hour shift.
Only if you want to, right? Like, or more?
Do they have people working 12-hour shifts? Sorry, I never seen that.
I just remember.
I saw it last year, but I don't think so.
The main arc was saying, like, you can work as much as you want. I don't know if that's, like, one day or the whole week. But, well, I'm going to see.
Work 15 hours straight.
I just need the money. I need my $67.
Why are you still here? We're closing. fuck out already.
You're like half passed out.
He's like, you want shoes? I mean, we got
it. It's right there.
We got it. It's, you know,
like night. Over there.
Who would you recommend? Just the ones there. That one.
This one. It's a sandal. It's a good shoe.
It's comfortable.
It's a woman's shoe, sir.
Lots of protection.
It's great. You look good in it. And then the second thing, we gonna do Creed? You guys gonna do Creed?
I wanna watch Creed.
The movie Creed.
The new Rocky movie.
Rocky half side.
I heard it's good. I heard it's actually good.
I know, I saw it with a black guy. Terrible movie. I was offended. I've never been so offended to see a black man on TV.
What's that guy's name? He's been in a lot of shit recently.
Michael B. Jordan.
AKA and Trayvon.
I know he's been in other shit, I just can't think about the name. The only one I could really know is like Chronicle. That was 4 or 5 years ago.
He was in Chronicle?
No, I think he was the one in Chronicle.
Cool.
Chronicle was good. Weird.
It was good.
That was pretty interesting. There was a second one? Or gonna be a second one?
There's the first one. That was it.
Then, yeah, because he was in the Fantastic Four earlier this year.
Oh, that's right.
Fruitvale Station, I haven't seen yet.
Oh, yeah, he was in Fruitvale. Yeah, he's been...
Yeah, he's been rising.
He's making the...
Well, Fantastic Four would be like a downfall, if anything.
Yeah,
that was a terrible movie.
I heard the plot was terrible, like, the acting was terrible.
To be fair, the Fantastic Four they made, like, 10 years ago, it had the action, but, the dialogue was terrible.
It's because superhero movies weren't at the standard that they are today, of all action.
Yeah, it's...
Kind of like Avengers, Iron Man...
Yeah, like, the second Avengers was, like, pretty dark themed to me. And so, like, you have Fantastic Four, you gotta either go dark or just kind of comic with it.
They went more comic with it 10 years ago.
Yeah, and that, it kind of worked, but...
You know, it's kind of weird, like, how, like, people, like, get their, like, panties in a bunch when it comes to, like, black people playing their superheroes.
Alright, the problem wasn't that. The problem was he was playing, they were changing the character completely.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah,
that's what they're talking about, yeah.
Like, why would you do that? Why are you going to change a white character into another black person play? That's why I didn't even bother.
They changed the Green Lantern for a while. I mean, technically there's like lots of Green Lanterns, I guess, but...
Yeah.
Like, the main Green Lantern, like original, was a white guy. With black, I think black hair or whatever.
Yeah. Hal Jordan.
Brown hair.
Don't worry, I know my things.
No, I just mean like in the original comics. Like, he was a white guy.
Yeah, very... When did, like, the comic crowd...
And then when the Justice League came out, then he was a black guy.
Yeah, they got the whole Nick Fury thing, they're really specific on.
Oh yeah, the Nick Fury.
Oh yeah, Nick Fury, yeah.
I wish he got a movie. I know they're gonna make one, but I don't know anymore now.
But, like, yeah. I don't mind saying how Jackson's
better. He's getting old.
Yeah, that's what...
Isn't he like in his 50s, late 50s?
Who? He's like 67. He's like... He's in his 60s.
Fuck.
He's in his 60s.
Dude. He looks great. Yeah.
Looks fantastic.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, like...
I just saw that the one movie came out with Kingsman. That was a great movie.
It was good. Holy shit. I was always paranoid. Yeah.
Really good movie. Recommend it.
Awesome.
I heard good reviews about it, but until recently, like, I can finally say, like, it's a good movie.
There's a lot of subtle racism in movies. Like,
a ton.
Like, okay, I noticed this yesterday when I was watching Too Fast, Too Furious, and it made me think about Star Wars, because in Star Wars, Samuel L. Jackson's character, he's the only Jedi out of all these fucking hundreds of Jedis that has a purple lightsaber. Oh, he's black, so he has to have the purple lightsaber?
He chose it, though.
Yeah.
He chose it.
And, it's a fucking movie, so it's not real. So, technically, he didn't choose. Well, actually, yeah, that's right. He did choose.
He choose George Lucas, like, I think, gave him the option. Like, oh, you can choose whatever color you want. Can it be purple?
Yeah, purple. Oh, and in Too Fast, Too Furious, Tyrese Gibson drives the purple Eclipse.
That's... Yeah, they kind of... There's always subtle jabs to this day. Like, little...
It's not really a jab. It's just like, okay, we're going to make him, like, purple.
Would that be racism, or would that just be a black thing at that point? How do you know Tyrese Gibson didn't choose that?
Because originally in the movie he wanted the Lancer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, no, he did want the Eclipse.
Never mind. He wanted the Eclipse. That's where it gets...
Might just be a black culture thing that we confuse with racism.
Purple. Right.
Maybe it might... We'll see. We need a director's commentary on Too Fast, Too Furious.
That was like the funny one of the series.
That was enjoyable.
The lamest one was the fourth one, easily.
Where it was like kind of like, what were they doing in the fourth one?
I don't know.
Wait, the fourth one including Tokyo Drift or no?
No, not including Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift was...
I like Tokyo
Drift. As its own thing, really cool.
Yeah, they usually when you kind of separate it, it's usually kind of shitty. But they did a really good job with that movie.
Yeah, like, there should have been, like, a spinoff of, like, the characters from that.
Yeah, so that's what I thought they were going to do with the Fast and the 7. But no, they just gave him, like, one little part, and that was it. I was like, what the fuck? Give him more, man. He's probably a better driver than Paul Walker.
So, we're going there.
Well,
hey,
we got to mention it, you know?
Hey, he had balls in that movie. He's a redneck, dude. He had balls in that movie. Driving through the fucking, was it an abandoned house or...
Construction?
Yeah, it was like a construction site, and they're building houses. He drives through the fucking house and beats the fucker from Home Improvement, and that fucker's driving a Viper. He has like a, what does he have? A Camaro? No. I think he has a Camaro.
Well, guys, I have to call it a day.
Alright.
Duty calls. Those pizzas aren't gonna flip themselves.
Dude, be good.
Alright, take care, man.
Alright, man, we'll visit you.
We're gonna see your ass.
We'll eat some Blaze pizza.
Cause actually I'm down for pizza maybe tonight. So
come through. I'm there till 9 hopefully or 8.
Till 8?
Yeah. Cool. Shoot. Alright, bye fans.
Alright, then.
Unfollow the log, I never noticed that.
Hey, what does the back of your shirt say?
Unfollow the rules.
Dude. I like that every like food place like says something like that in the back.
We're theological.
Later. I swear, I never see him at Blaze, so he better be there today or this weekend.
Hey, if you're gonna go today, man, I'm down. Legit, you're like.